See, Kendra did the Jimmy Fund walk. Was it 13 miles last weekend? You were sore for a couple of days.
Yeah, I was sore for many days.
I did a fun run at my kid's school that involved me walking around the school several times. I told everybody I knew for 2 weeks that I did it. I was sore for months afterwards.
I think I'm a hero if I walk around the block.
Right.
Well, you prancercise. Yeah, let's be honest.
Yeah.
203 miles. That is the distance from Yankee Stadium to Fenway Park. David Spillane is walking every single step, and he's doing it for charity. And I think he's doing it with a Red Sox hat on. Do I have that right, David?
That's correct.
So we know where your true loyalties lie.
Yeah. Hey, good morning. Thank you so much for being with us this morning. You're walking 200-plus miles all for charity. That's awesome, man.
Yeah, we're almost done. We'll be done on Saturday at right around noontime.
And you've done this like a couple of times.
I know.
No, I walked from Stockbridge to Boston last November, which is 161 miles.
So you just wasn't enough. You had to add on a little bit.
Wow. Yeah. And by the way, raised a ton of money for the Elizabeth Stonehouse. Can you tell us a little bit about how much money you raised and why this is sort of the organization that you've been doing this for?
Well, last year we raised $50,000, and we're trying to raise $100,000 this year. I was at an awards banquet at the Stonehouse a couple of years ago, and I heard somebody speak who made me realize that what an important place the Elizabeth Stonehouse is.
Mm-hmm.
And then I heard some women speaking about how they had raised $250,000 by doing a walk in the woods, and I thought, gee, I wonder what I could do. And then within a couple of minutes, I decided Stockbridge to Boston seems reasonable, which it really isn't.
I would never say that sentence. That is just amazing to me.
Idea at the time.
Yeah, no kidding.
Well, I challenged myself to do it. And then as I was driving out there, I get to Springfield and realized I had 70 miles to go. And I'm like, am I out of my mind? But we did it. And it was kind of cold last year. But this year we left last week. And I walked through the Bronx from Yankee Stadium wearing not just a Red Sox hat, but a Red Sox shirt.
That's the best part of the story.
How'd that go over?
It was so much fun. It was ridiculous. People were so nice.
That's great.
And, you know, we all had, everybody had a bunch of great laughs about it. And, you know, some people couldn't have been nicer. And everybody understands what's going on. So I was telling people that even if you're a Yankee fan, nobody's a fan of domestic violence, so we're all kind of in this part of it together, and everybody understood that. So all the way through Connecticut, I met some people that I hadn't seen in years. I saw some beautiful landscape, and I'm at the end of the walk now. Today I'm going to walk through South Natick, Wellesley, and Newton, and I'm going to end in Newton today.
So you do a section of the walk every day. Is that logistically how it works? How long are you out every single day?
It's 16 to 18 miles each day, and you know, it takes me about 6 hours because I stop along the way, and I take a lot of pictures. I talk to as many people as I can. Mm-hmm. I have a car trailing me every half hour or so. So we stop for lunch, and it's just a wonderful experience.
Yeah. Hey, sorry about the rain today, man. It's not been a great couple of weeks. How do you contend with that?
Walk in the rain.
Yeah.
There's nothing I can do about it. So I just get an umbrella and walk with soggy shoes.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, man. You're hoping to raise $100,000 this time around. How you doing? Do you know?
I'm not sure. I think we're in the 30s.
Yeah.
But, you know, last year, a lot of it didn't come in until after the end of the walk was over. So, and I have people helping me fundraise.
Yeah.
They call the walk All Walks of Life, because we have people from different professions that deal with domestic violence helping do the fundraising. We have lawyers and judges and doctors and nurses and social workers and probation officers, that sort of thing.
Awesome.
So, you know, we're hoping that we can all pull together and raise the money. But if we can't, you know, we're doing some positive good for Elizabeth Stonehouse anyway.
We got to wrap it up pretty quickly. Is there a website? The Elizabeth Stonehouse, I'm on their site now, but is there another site we could direct people to if they wanted to contribute?
Yes, if you go to walkingforelizabethstonehouse.com or if you Google ESH Walk, you should come into our donation page.
That's great.
David, thank you for all you do. We're looking forward to seeing you at Fenway tomorrow.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm looking forward to being there. It'll be sad. I keep forgetting what day it is.
Yeah, I would too.
I've been on the road for 13 days, and some days I don't even know what day it is. But yeah, it is tomorrow, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Thank you so much.
Good stuff, friend.
I can't wait either.
Safe travels for the end of the trip. We'll see you at Fenway Park this weekend, my friend.
Okay, thank you very much.
Take care.